never looked more exquisite. Happy 21st birthday.
Thank you, Kimberly. Champagne? Monks in the south of France stomped these grapes 21 years ago in anticipation of this glorious day. Thank you, Winifred.
Caviar! A little fish family in Russia laid these eggs in honor of your birthday.
Thank you, Mr. Gaines.
Greetings from across the country.
And around the globe.
Thank you, Walter and Jaleesa.
Telegram for Whitley Gilbert. Babs and George send you birthday hugs and kisses.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. President.
There's one from New Jersey. It's from your father.
Oh. Dear Whitley, I am divorcing Monica immediately. Your evil stepmother has lived up to every name you've ever called her, including Heifer. She now tips the scales at 250 pounds. I will remarry your mother in June. We send our love, Deity. P.S. T.T. was sold to the circus. Thank you, Western Union.
Happy birthday, most cherished and unrequited love of mine. I give you this day the gift of my devotion. There is no other babe for me. And if I have to wait forever rotting, I will. For to rot in your honor would be a small sacrifice.
Thank you, Dwayne.
For you, my dearest, I cut off all the thorns myself. You're a delicate beauty, but you can still carry off big jewels. Open the box, carissima. Happy 21st birthday.
Thank you, Julian. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Kimberly, I just had the most wonderful dream.
Good, good.
Everybody was there. It was a huge party in the...
7:15. It can't be 7:15. If I don't get to the lab and feed my rat, he'll chew right through the cage and I'll even look good to him.
Please, let's not talk about vermin before breakfast, okay? I have to tell you about my dream.
Later.
I won't remember it later. Now be nice to me. Today's a very important day.
It sure is. We're getting a big shipment of burger buns at the pit. See ya.
I hope your buns are moldy. Well, hello, boys. Catching up on some reading, I say. Let me know when you get to page 21.
What happens on page 21?
Let's just say it's an extremely important turning point for the heroine.
I'm reading Moby Dick. There's no woman in this book unless you know something about Moby I don't.
Yeah. Julian!
Oh, you look beautiful.
So do you. I've never been so happy to see someone in all my 21 years.
This is going to be a great day.
Is it?
Yep. When I was playing ball, I ran into one of my old Georgetown buddies, Jay Turnbow.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, he and I were really tight. He's only in town for one day, so we're going to go out, we're going to grab some pizzas, we're going to shoot some pool.
We're supposed to have dinner tonight.
We were? I completely forgot. But Jake's leaving in the morning. We can have dinner tomorrow night.
Tomorrow don't mean diddly to me, Julian. Not diddly.
What is her problem?
Today's her birthday.
What?
She didn't tell you?
No.
Didn't you read the ad in the Hillman paper?
No. I'll call Jake and cancel. I can't do that. I didn't get his number.
Well, we plan an all-girl surprise party for after your dinner. But we can have the party earlier. I just have to figure out a way to get Whitley out of the room.
All girls? Great. I'll wear my good dress.
Oh, no, no, no. It's casual. Wear something comfortable.
Yo, they're giving Whitley an all-girl surprise party tonight at Gilbert. I am sick and tired of this all-girl group mentality.
It started with the Supremes, but it's ending tonight in Hellman.
Just ignore them.
No, man, I'm telling you, this is dangerous. One minute they're cutting cake, the next minute they're slicing all the brothers to shreds.
You know they always do that.
I'm telling you, this is a put-down power. These women are gonna work themselves into such a hostile frenzy, they won't accept dates for weeks. We have to put an end to this madness.
Let's crash the party.
Let's kidnap Whitney.
What are you, stupid or stupid?
I'm talking about a friendly kidnap. We'll grab the unsuspecting birthday girl at some late night out, and hopefully she'll be wearing some sexy, slinky sleepwear.
Oh, wait a minute, I like this now. Where can we take her?
I don't know.
I think it's time Miss Gilbert was baptized Hillman style.
We'll throw in the founder's fountain in the choir.
Yes, let's dip them.
Should we be earnest?
No.
Thank
you.
We'll see about that.
Walter, by any chance did I receive any colossal floral arrangements today?
A colossal floral arrangement? I didn't see any.
I get any packages?
Well, now that you mention it, you did get a package. It's in my apartment.
Hope it's a big one. No, hope it's a small one. That means jewels.
Happy birthday, Whitley.
Jaleesa, you remembered? That's better than nobody.
Still charming at 21. Well, it's a shame, though. I really did not get a chance to shop for a present.
Doesn't matter what size the gift, unless you're giving a house. Ruby's pile of gloss. You're peach, Jaleesa.
So's a lip gloss.
I will cherish this small crumb as long as I live. And a bottle of your best red wine. Yes, I have ID. I turned 21 today. Thank you. Does that mean I get a free bottle of vino? Send it anyway. Now, for ambiance. Now, for guests. Movies and awards and everything, but today's my 21st birthday, and contrary to popular opinion, it is a very special occasion. I have reached the age of consent in every state. Hope you don't mind. I took it upon myself to order for both of us. I read in Ebony you loved Italian food. Come on, baby. I'm trippled. Here, put you right here near the linguine. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that tack in your head giving you a headache?
Kimberly Reese, you've been on that phone all day. You gonna give that quarter a heat stroke.
Mr. Gaines, I'm trying to make a really important phone call.
Well, it can wait, but my wieners and beans won't.
I'm coming to get you.
Yeah, this wall looks pretty sturdy. I like that.
Quick question, Spidey.
Yeah.
Why are you scaling the wall?
Well, this is standard kidnap procedure.
Okay.
he's naked.
Hey, it's too early to be naked.
Well, nakedness knows no time.
Hey, don't you go looking in nobody's windows. I'll look first.
Okay. You've been trying long.
This is a private party, right, baby?
Whitley, do you want to be kidnapped? Or have you already been kidnapped?
Well, see my new birthday underwear, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Lace, lace.
She's
lace,
naked, isn't
favorite.
She? Well, don't be hogging up the...
It makes me...
Warren, get up here and look at this.
Is she naked?
Is on his way, and it's gonna take y'all right to the psychiatric ward where they can lock y'all two stupid butts up.
Dwayne?
Yeah, boy.
Dwayne?
I'm here.
Dwayne?
What?
Was she naked? Damn the hatchie, Fort Apache. No, garlic bread does Timmy Denzel makes me hot. Makes my every nerve bending, stand at attention, and they're all saluting you. And they think I'm a lady, Denzel. But I go cheap for you. Look at my wine selection. Talk to me, Daddy. Rock my world. Let me call your name. Denzel! Denzel!
Excitement for just $3.99.
This is pathetic.
I told you we should have just gotten the girl a strippogram and left it at that.
Come on, Whitley. Come on.
Come on, Whitley. Why don't you and Denzel come on down to our room?
Excuse me, get your own man.
She would have been better off kidnapped.
Oh, good. Now all my friends are here. I have something to say to each and every one of you, and I hope you're listening. Kiss my patootie.
You see, we tried to get her, but look at
Forget
us.
Forget that. Wayne and Ron are on their way over here to kidnap Whitley and mess up the party.
Party? First you guys forget, then you try and remember. Let me tell you, I wasn't born yesterday, okay? I was born today, and you forgot.
Whitley, put Denzel, come on, baby, put Denzel down, or you're going to wind up in the founder's fountain doing the backstroke.
The backstroke? I love the backstroke. That's my favorite.
Okay, stroke. Come on, Whitley.
Look, I won this for first place in the first grade for swimming. Nice. I did dive this.
Ron is very lucky it's just a sprain. Could have been much worse.
Well, from now I'm going to make the rules real clear. No more wall climbing. No more roof hopping, no entering the building through the chimney unless you got some gifts. You know, I had that same injury when I was in school.
Were you trying to break into a dorm at the time?
No, I earned my injury on the field of battle. I played football for Bolton State.
Oh, Bolton? I'm impressed.
Yeah, I was a three-sport man. Got hurt in every one of them. Matter of fact, they named a scar after me.
You know, I majored in sports medicine at Lincoln.
I would have thought you'd have majored in dimples. Yeah. Hey, you might have seen one of my scars in your textbook. It's got the shape of a Mickey Mouse head. Here, I'll show it to you, right?
Oh, I don't think we know each other well enough.
You sure you don't want to see it? I can make his ears. We're going to go, hey, there, boys.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm lying here pre-traction, and he's macking on my doctor.
I'm just talking to him, man.
Yo, Walter. Her number's 911. Now turn on some sirens and let's book out of here. Hey, Dwayne.
Yeah, baby, Mary.
Is she really naked?
I will never buy another bottle of wine with 99 cents after the decimal point.
Good move. Ooh, looks like somebody fell off the vino van. Well, ladies, what'll it be?
I'd like a waffle sausage and a side order jelly donuts, please.
One spinster special.
That's so sexist.
Do you have a man?
Make that two spinster specials.
Well, I don't get it. A bunch of bachelorettes on a waffle binge at Irabelle's on date night?
All men are swine.
Oh, come on, girls. I feel like I'm at a Basset Hound convention. Listen, my grandmother Louisa always said, every pot has its lid. Of course, she buried six husbands.
Right now, I'd like to see Julian pushing up some daisies.
Oh, Willie, come on. Are you going to ruin a perfectly good relationship just because the guy forgot your birthday?
Yes.
Really, the man didn't know it was your birthday. Why didn't you just come out and tell him?
That's not my job, Kimberly. It's his job to find out.
Oh, he must have missed that part of the pre-relationship interview.
If he really cared, he would have rifled through my every belonging to find the info.
Aw. Do you know his birthday is?
February 28th. He's a Pisces Leo rising, born the year of the dog, and there's a birthmark in a place not often seen by the sun.
Forget the sun. Have you seen it?
No, he told me.
Oh, honestly, now when is this man going to stop this honest and direct nonsense and start playing some games?
Jaleesa, in all your years, haven't you learned that honesty is death to romance?
Whitley, old girl. You are now 21 years old, and if you are ever going to have an adult relationship, these games of yours have got to stop.
It's not like Walter ever forgot your birthday. He just left you cold at the altar.
That was a mutual decision. And because we were upfront with each other, we were able to save ourselves from making a huge mistake. Now we are both friends, okay? I mean, all I want is his happiness.
Here comes Happy.
Move your table. I think she better make it a coffee.
Have a little cobbler. It's just like that lip gloss.
Is Whitley's party going on still?
Not here. Kim found out some idiots were trying to kidnap Whitley, so she took us somewhere else to celebrate.
What happened to you, man?
We just got back from a Ninja Turtle convention.
Okay.
It's good.
Hello! Surprise!
Aw, shut up.
If it isn't the Hellman Body Snatchers.
Well, at least we can say we said happy birthday on your birthday. I got this for you. At the hospital gift shop.
It's a number one.
Well, you'll always be my number one babe. But...
Thank you, Brian.
You like it?
Well, my birthday wasn't a total bust. I do wish I had told Julian, though.
How you doing, man?
Not as good as you.
Dude.
Dwayne?
Yeah, but...
Was she really naked?
Guess it was a little awkward back there at Arabelle's.
Awkward?
I know you saw me with that woman.
Oh, yeah, her. I guess she's all right if you like that type.
What type is that?
6 months ago, she was a man. Check it out. Good night.
No. I have been looking all over for you.
Julian.
Why didn't you just tell me that it was your birthday?
I know I should have. You never should have made this a test of your love for me. I'm sorry for playing games with you, Julian.
Are there any other important dates I should know about? Holidays, anniversaries, symbolic rituals?
There's February 15th.
The day we met. I have a present for you.
You're giving me the world.
And that's just the beginning.